Muslim groups are following a child custody case in Flandreau, South Dakota. The case involves Sally Barakat, who converted to Islam and married an Egyptian man she met over the internet. Last month, she was preparing to take her 5-year-old son to Egypt when a judge intervened, removing the child from his mother's custody and temporarily awarding custody to the boy's grandparents. Muslim groups say they believe religious bias is at work. Grandparents say they're concerned about Barakat's behavior and preserving their grandson's American Indian heritage. NPR's Greg Allam reports.
Flandreau is a small town of just a couple of thousand people, about 30 miles north of Sioux Falls. No Muslims lived there until last spring when Sally Barakat converted to Islam after taking lessons over the internet. Barakat says the internet was also how she met her husband.
Well, it was about 2 years ago, May, now, I just got a new computer system and I was talking to different people throughout the world, you know, Italy and England and whatnot. And, well, there was like three in Egypt alone. One was in the military, one was married, and then him. I wasn't looking for nobody. It was just fascinating to talk to different people from the different parts of the world.
After 6 months of planning, she left her son with her father and stepmother and traveled to Egypt, where she married Osama Barakat. Because he had a military commitment, Barakat says her husband was unable to travel to America right away. So earlier this year, she began making plans to take her son, Trevor, to Egypt. And that's when the trouble began. Barakat's father and stepmother, Conrad and Julie Redearth, went to court seeking custody of Trevor. They had an affidavit supporting their petition from Trevor's biological father. Their lawyer, Karen Crew, says their only concern was Trevor's welfare.
They have never met Mr. Barakat. They were concerned about how welcome she would be, and just a move to Egypt with a lack of planning for a child that should be just about to start school.
The judge ordered Sally Barakat to surrender Trevor's passport and temporarily placed him in his grandparents' custody. Karen Crew says Barakat's religion had nothing to do with the grandparents' decision to seek custody, but Barakat doesn't believe it.
They told me, my dad actually said, I don't want him raised a Muslim, and my stepmom said, we ain't taking away Christmas, and they colored Easter eggs without my permission, and they feed him pork, and then they tell me about it. It's just an ongoing thing.
The allegations of anti-Muslim bias have brought national attention to what otherwise is a typically emotional and convoluted child custody case. Like many such cases, this one involves recriminations stretching back decades. The Redearths say Barakat is erratic, that in the space of a short time she's been a Christian, an atheist, and a Muslim. Barakat says Conrad Redearth is violent, and in fact is not even her legal father. She says she was legally adopted by her grandmother when she was 2 years old. Those issues and the relevance of Barakat's Muslim faith will be sorted out by a Moody County Circuit judge on Monday at the next hearing. Lawyer Karen Crew says the judge will also be asked to consider Trevor's cultural heritage.
Trevor, of course, is a Native American and has in fact gone through ceremonies with a man from the tribe where he was given the name Little Thunder. He's participated in powwows and in a lot of tribal activities. So this idea that she was taking Trevor to Egypt, where he was going to become a Muslim, concerned them greatly. They regarded that as inconsistent and bizarre behavior.
Since the last hearing, Barakat's case has been taken up by Muslims nationwide. After Barakat contacted the Council on American Islamic Relations in Washington, financial support from Muslims around the world began to pour in. That enabled Barakat to hire a lawyer, Tom Keller, who she hopes will convince the judge to allow Trevor to come home. Both lawyers in this case agree that the judge will base his ruling on what's best for Trevor, not on the issue of his mother's religion. But Keller says it's clear from the court papers that the reason the grandparents sought custody was because they didn't want Trevor raised as a Muslim.
I think it's a little disingenuous for them to say that they don't feel as though this has any religious overtones when they themselves made that claim in their opening paperwork.
Sally Barakat says she's canceled any plans to travel to Egypt and will promise the judge at Monday's hearing not to take Trevor out of the country. She says her husband has received an early release from his Egyptian military service and will soon come to America. If she regains custody of Trevor, Barakat says she'll make good on her promise to remain in the U.S., but wants to move to a larger community where she believes Muslims may be more welcome. Greg Allen, NPR News.